I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. It's just what Britain needed during austere times and a gaping budget deficit, a wedding. The announcement came today. Prince William, son of Charles and Diana, the second in line to the throne, will marry Kate Middleton next year. The couple's expected to live in North Wales, and Prince William is going to continue to serve there as a helicopter pilot in the Royal Air Force. Paddy O'Connell hosts the BBC's Sunday News program Broadcasting House. He is now in Birmingham. Paddy, how is the prospect of a big royal wedding going over against the current British climate of austerity and privation?
Well, this is something that has set the radio and TV airwaves alight. People are also swapping information on the street. We are hearing the news, which, although great for two people in love, has been predicted for a long time. They've been going out, you know, practically for 1,000 years. So people did expect something, but here it's come, and, you know, it is a lift from what otherwise is a pretty glum time at the moment.
Here is a clip from British Prime Minister David Cameron and his own reaction to the news now that the first son of Charles and Diana has decided to tie the knot.
Well, it's great to have a piece of unadulterated good news that everyone can celebrate and be happy for them. And that's how me and Samantha feel, and I'm sure that's how the whole country feels. And I'm sure it'll be something when the country will come together. I remember when I was young, when William's mother got married, I slept on the mall that night and joined in the celebrations, and I'm sure lots of people will want to celebrate in lots of different ways. But let's remember as well, it's two young people who love each other, who've made this decision, and it's a fantastically important and exciting moment for them too.
Strikes us, Paddy, that maybe this is good news for David Cameron, politically speaking.
Yes, I mean, it is a great distraction from unadulterated gloom. The whole place is covered in gloom, wherever you look, cuts. Europe's talking about the currency. It's a very difficult climate. But, you know, the other part of this is the British people do not think that the royals live a fairy tale life. Kate Middleton is headed for one of the most difficult jobs in the world, which is to be a princess in the modern United Kingdom. It's not a fairy tale royal family. She's not headed for a fairy tale life. But the Prime Minister went on to say, when you take everything else away, remember they are two young people, they are in love, and please give them a bit of space, because that's a sign of he knows full well in this climate how hard things are for people in the public eye.
Is there actually, though, an economic boost from a royal wedding?
It's certainly a boost. I mean, the royal family are estimated to bring hundreds of thousands, probably millions of tourists to the UK each year. And also, you know, the other thing to bear in mind is if Americans think back to when Jackie married into the Kennedy family, we spoke of the Camelot White House. Well, after the war, in the 1950s, the British people were living in very straitened circumstances, and the Queen got married, and people, you still meet people who remember the dress, the glamour, they couldn't see anything like it. And I think there will be, for some people, a sort of uplifting feeling from seeing something, you know, a bit of pageantry and a bit of escapism. But for ordinary British subjects of the Queen, this is a very, very testing time. There's a lot of fear about the economy, so there will be some people sniping on the sidelines, but others cheering from the sidewalks.
Paddy, the British bookies Ladbrokes apparently has paid out a fortune to people who bet on a November announcement. The engagement apparently happened last month. So Ladbrokes says, we're delighted for the couple, but we've been caught with our pants down. There's not much we can do apart from grit our teeth and pay out. Sounds like maybe another stimulus to the British economy.
Well, I mean, you know, good luck to anyone who makes money in betting, or no matter what it is, because the odds normally go the other way. I think the other sobering thought for everyone is that this wedding will take place next year, and that would have been the 30th anniversary of William's parents, Charles and Diana. And this is a Britain that's much changed in those 30 years, not just the economy, not just our view of the royal family, but the royal family themselves has changed in many ways beyond recognition. So when you look at it, it's a big day, but, you know, where will this be? Not, I suspect, the electrified Britain of 30 years ago, but nonetheless, one that can take, you know, pleasure from a piece of simple news when so much of the bad stuff is around every time you open the window.
BBC journalist Paddy O'Connell, host of the Sunday News program Broadcasting House. Thank you, Paddy.